Just do it. Don't keep asking so many questions. Don't you even know what I'm talking about, you absurd little piece of crap? Exactly, that's exactly what I'm talking about. And I don't even know if you're there. And I know that you know what I'm talking about. So there, you piece of crap, you little turd waste. That's what I said, and I mean it. You know, because I'm doing this the easy way this week, and I'm not... Should I explain to you what I mean by doing it the easy way? See, I don't even know what's going on, but shouldn't that do something? I thought, oh, I see. See, one thing does do it and the other thing doesn't. Okay, well, I'm gonna start it up now, and that's not my problem. I could start up. Can I stop? No, stop. And then I start it up again, and then I realize that I can start it up this way. So, what is it about the sky that haunts me? Why do I look up and wonder? Why does the sky fill me with hope on a good day and dread when I'm depressed? Why, when joy starts to erupt from me, do I think about how blue the sky could be? And if it glows that brightly at that moment, I marvel at how it matches my mood. And likewise, if the rain and drizzle and thunderclaps support my feelings inside, I feel somehow satisfied and complete. Is that wrong? I would say no. That's not wrong, that's right. The other thing is wrong when the stupid people say, no, don't pay any attention to that. So I'm telling you right here and right now, ladies and gentlemen, pay attention to that. That thing right there. And don't tell me what it is that you're thinking about. Describe it to yourself and begin to sketch it. Begin to write it down in some form and get the structure ironed out. Don't worry too much about the details right now. You can work that out later. Just try to get it going. And I think you'll agree that's where the money is. You see, ladies and gentlemen, this week I have a whole different kind of control. In fact, this is the old way. When I say I'm doing it the easy way, what I really should say is that I'm doing it the old way. When I first started doing the 1-800-WEIRDOS broadcasts, this is the kind of setup that I used. I've changed some of the ways that I use it, thanks to the open loop. But essentially, it's the old way. Computer is only functioning as a mixing board and a DAT machine. but not creating any of the sounds. So it's a little different that way. And one of the nice things about this structure and technique, it does give me an option to perform certain numbers for you. I was just rehearsing one of the numbers for the show. It's the finale, one of the final numbers from Speak of the Devil. So I'll be performing that for you in just a little bit. Consequently, I'm gonna guess that this broadcast will be longer than the usual broadcast, because I can generate a lot more material in less time, and I'm going to be going away on vacation next week. So, at that point, this is pretty much the only... Well, I shouldn't say that. This is going to be the most convenient way for me to make broadcasts while I'm on vacation without having to spend a lot of time on it, frankly. I mean, I suppose I could just skip the broadcast while I'm on vacation, but that ain't gonna happen, ladies and gentlemen. Would I desert you weirdos just because I had to run off somewhere? No, it's gonna be very exciting for me to manufacture the broadcasts. I don't wanna promise, but I'm gonna try to actually do one of the broadcasts from out on the water. I'll be in a boat, a little tiny rowboat, in the water, in the middle of a lake, and I'll do the broadcast from there. And I thought you weirdos might get a kick out of that. Out of it, weirdos. You effing weirdos, you just get a kick out of it, don't you? If I were playing the harp, flying on a cloud, you'd be getting a kick out of it, wouldn't you? You know, I don't put two and two together, ladies and gentlemen. It must be somebody else. Maybe it's you, and you don't even know it. Next week I'll be doing it from the water, and my plan is, and again, I can't guarantee any of this shit, okay? No promises. My plan for the week after that, October the 3rd, I plan to be up on a mountain. How about that? The middle of the water, and up on a mountaintop! I'm going to prove how accessible I can be in inaccessible places. I thought that was a bug crawling towards me. And it wasn't. It was a stationary object that reminded me of a bug because of its general size and shape. Does that mean I'm crazy because I thought a plug was a bug? Okay, so I'm crazy. What shall I do about it? Blinds me for a moment. I can barely see as the light strikes my eyes like a glove slapping my face. It's remarkable, I thought, and I don't know why. It's pleasurable, it's making me feel like I want more, but I don't know why. If you know why, then tell me, weirdos, tell me why. Transmogrification occurs slowly amongst many people trying, squealing, possessing nothing more than a small, minuscule attempt, a tiny passion that glows only for seconds at a time as it skews its way towards its goal, its monotone, small reliquary, its tiny sanctuary that it lives in those moments between its time, in those times that it feels it is its moment. Revealed. I don't believe it. And neither do you. So don't try and pretend that you saw that coming. I was just as surprised. And that's the way it goes. And there's really no explanation for it, you know? You can't say, oh, suddenly there were more of them. It's the same. Footsteps, slow footsteps, haunt me. They make me wonder. They make me think my mind is going. They don't give me warning, they just give me trouble. And I don't know whether I want to go on or go back. Or just give up. There are options. I'm not saying there aren't. I think that probably this is the best option. And that's why it's what I'm going to do. Yeah, you know, it's really a different experience. So, what else was I going to tell you about? I think there was something here I wanted to say, but now I'm afraid of it. But let's try. Okay? And we'll go... Oh, I know where we'll go. Easy for you to say, right? Oh, la 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 la. We got up early and the sun was pounding at our faces. It wasn't polite, but we were well past that point. So instead of manufacturing our deepest desires, we just tried to make it another day, make it forward without stumbling. You see, that's the main problem, stumbling. It would be very easy to go smoothly without taking risks, but then we wouldn't get anywhere. And we needed that excitement. We needed that involvement, that kind of deep euphoric approach. Otherwise, there was no point in being alive. And having that become our notion, we proceeded with abandon. And each moment we looked upon as a chance to abandon life for a thrill. And so we looked down from the mountain and saw only a chance to go faster, a chance to let gravity pull us forward into a realm that we could only have dreamed about, and that speed would teach us about. It was getting long and difficult to breathe. That was not surprising, and we had predicted that this would be the case, so we had brought oxygen tanks. My personal favorite was a small green tank about the size of my forearm. And I took it with me as I ventured off by myself to look over the side of the ridge and see exactly what the old girl had in store for us. It was dynamic, profound, I would say. I couldn't believe the extent to which my spirit spread out through the space that I took in. It was moving, and I was crying as I searched the skies for some familiar star constellation, some way to chart our progress, but we were truly lost. And that was part of the adventure. We all knew we wouldn't be found. We just wanted to get somewhere. Special. Amazing. All right, now, as promised, I'm going to perform for you. I don't know, maybe is there time? Yeah, let's go for it. And then later I'll do the old song that we always used to do as part of the broadcast. But here we go, ladies and gentlemen, a little back to earth. Well, it's time for your journey back to earth, and I hope you have learned from where you've been that the things you've so long been afraid of are no unseen. And it's time that you look toward the future and go on to the next step you might. And it's time that you put away childish fears and step up to live in the light. Well, it's time. That it can't happen here. And everyone who recognizes what I was just referring to gets a gold star, let me tell ya. Oh, come on, there must be some fans out there who recognize what I'm referring to when I say it can't happen here. That it can't happen here. Because I've been checking it out. Now it's time for something. I won't say it.